selection of beer. It was a trade-off Jason accepted he had to make. "You're English, right?" said the guy at the end of the bar. "Your accent, I couldn't help but notice." Jason nodded. He loved this country. Less than 5 minutes in a bar, and he already had a conversation going, just because he was English. To be honest, it probably wouldn't have mattered. Americans seemed like natural conversation makers to him. If it wasn't his accent, it could have been his shirt, or his haircut, or the weather, or whatever particular news story was making the rounds that day. It could have easily been something as simple as his choice of drink. "Where are you from?" "London," Jason said. "I guess. I was born just outside, but that's where I live now. Have you been there?" The guy was younger than Jason, perhaps by 5 or 6 years. He wasn't unattractive, and even though Jason wasn't looking, he couldn't help but quickly make the boyfriend material assessment. Nice eyes and smile, kind of weak arms, but serviceable nonetheless, and a good dress sense. Definitely not Alex, and probably not gay by the way he had been flirting with a waitress, but definitely not ugly. 6 out of 10, Jason quickly decided on. "A couple of times," the guy said. "It's a shithole, worse than Chicago, and that's saying something." "You been to Chicago?" "No," Jason shook his head. The guy waved his hand into the air. "Piece of advice, don't bother." "Are you from Brooklyn?" Jason asked eagerly. "Hell no," the guy said. "Does it sound like it to you? Jesus, guy, haven't you worked it out yet? No one's from Brooklyn." The conversation trailed off after that, and Jason decided to leave it. He was happy enough drinking his beer, and the guy just seemed a bit too brash for what he was in the mood for that evening. He sipped his beer slowly, smiled when he was smiled at, and thought about the journey home in the morning he had absolutely no desire to make. After a month on the road, he wasn't looking forward to getting back to work. London was definitely not a shithole, despite what his fellow drinker had said. It may have been congested and expensive, but it definitely wasn't a shithole. Jason was miles away when someone else came into the bar and asked if the seat next to him was occupied. When he looked up to see who was the owner of such a polite, luxurious voice, he nearly choked on his beer. It had been a good while since Jason had seen anybody quite as handsome. Sure, there were pretty, well-dressed, well-groomed people he'd seen on a daily basis, but prettiness was fleeting and shallow, whereas true beauty, handsomeness that was at that moment presenting itself in beautiful blue eyes, a square stubble-lined jaw, strong nose, and perfect lips, had depth. It had gravitas and importance and impact. "Sure," Jason said, moving his own stool slightly to the left to accommodate him. An unnecessary action, but appreciated nonetheless. "Thank you," the statuesque man of perfection said, and smiled. "I'm Corey." Corey outstretched his hand and Jason took it. The first question he always asked to himself in these instances was, "Is he gay?" The second, "Could he be?" "Jason," Jason said, grasping his hand firmly and giving it a strong British handshake. Corey ordered a beer, while Jason took another. "He's British," the guy in the corner said, pointing rudely at him with the back of his thumb. Corey smiled politely and then turned to Jason. "What are you doing in Brooklyn?" It was a direct question that might have offended him if it was asked in an accusatory way, but Corey seemed genuinely interested in what he was doing here. "Looking for the real America," Jason said without hesitation. It was a variation of a question he had been asked a number of times on his travels, depending on the particular location he'd found himself in, and he'd often responded based on how he felt his response would be gauged by whomever he was talking to. This time he gave the truth. "You ain't gonna find it here, pal," the guy in the corner said. "There ain't no real America anymore. Full of fucking—" "That's enough, Ron," the waitress cut in. "You're a writer," Corey guessed, ignoring what Ron had said. "How did you know?" "Writers are easy to spot. They're the ones that look around the room before they sit down. They're the ones that always choose the seat in the middle of the bar and drink the beer that nobody else orders." "It's a good beer," Jason said, smiling. There was something beyond his looks that made Corey attractive. It was the way that he carried himself, his confidence that could easily have stumbled into arrogance, but didn't. He was cocksure and serene, and those were appealing qualities. "So are you finding it?" Corey asked. It could have been his voice, languorous, like lava spilling from a volcano and melting everything in its way. He had to be gay. Heterosexual people just didn't talk like that. "I haven't had long enough to look," Jason confessed. "That's a no." "I told you it didn't exist," Ron shouted.